Happy Independence Day, people. Let's talk a little bit about independence. Now, I'm fucking glad that we got social media, because if we didn't have social media, I wouldn't have anybody wishing me a happy holiday, you know? I mean, we only use our phones to go on to social media to post these things like, Happy Independence Day, I'm such an American. Not too long ago, I remember there was people out there bitching and complaining about our president. Oh, he's not my president. Everyone playing the whole stomp the flag. That's fucking bullshit. I'll bet you any amount of money, those people that were stomping the flag, disrespecting our country, running up and down the fucking streets, looting, rioting, fighting, burning shit down, causing more mayhem than helping, those people right now are getting drunk and lighting off fireworks. That's the American way. We bitch and we complain and we cry about things that are out of our control, and yet we think that we're making a difference. The only thing that we can do to make a difference is unite ourselves. I mean, we unite ourselves into smaller communities where we look out for each other, we look out for our neighbors. You can leave your house unlocked, you can leave your car unlocked. It's not like that no more. Nowadays, it's more or less, who's going to help me and what can I get out of that person? It's not a friendship no more. When you have a friend, they don't owe you nothing. When you have to sit there and say, you owe me, I did this, that's not a friend thing. Right now, you're creating a business transaction. By creating a business transaction, you should be exchanging money instead of just lies and saying, you're my friend. You're not my friend. You're just seeing what you can get out of me. But all that set aside bullshit, you know? Let's put that aside and we'll get to that later on. But we need to talk about the holiday, celebrating the 4th of July. People really don't understand what went into the history and independence and everything. They just want to get drunk, have barbecues, and light off fireworks. You know, when I was younger, I think we had three holidays. You know, Easter, Christmas, and your birthday. Nowadays, we got a fucking holiday for every month. We get a holiday now for every single race, just so people don't feel left out. I think this is horseshit and bullshit, you know? Every single holiday has turned into a, what are you going to buy for me? I need presents. I need more things. I need material objects, which I think is horseshit, because I've worked in a huge retail store before, and every holiday that came around, everyone would go ballistic, and you're sitting there pushing out more and more freight and working your ass off, putting in an extra 10 hours of work with less hours of pay, and not being appreciated, not getting any bonuses, and you turn around and the managers above you are getting thousands of dollars for bonuses, and the little peons and the little people that are just hourly, they don't get shit. If everybody changed their mentality, and I think that if every store had to give higher wages anytime that there was higher freight, anytime that you have to do a holiday reset, which is once a month in a store, you should be paid more money. You're pushing out more freight and you're killing your people. Now I'm in a state, I moved out to Arizona, and I sit here and I'm going from job to job, and I realize and I talk to people and I hear them say, we have a revolving door. Well, it all starts with the management. If your managers ain't going to back you and support you and be there for you and make it a fun environment and a nice place to work, they're fucking out of there. I recently got a job. I was at Kohl's for, I don't know, I've been there for 3 weeks now. I ended up getting 16 hours a week. I asked them, can I get more hours? Yeah, absolutely. Come on in. You got 6 hour shift. I go in for a fucking 6 hour shift. I bang everything out in 3 hours. I'm done for the day. They reward you for working so fast. You can go home and cut hours so they make more because they get more in bonuses. But me, I lost 3 hours. Now, how am I supposed to have a mentality where I feel like I need to work harder to get these people more money when I'm not making any more money? I'm actually losing money by leaving early. So the whole mentality of retail and going in there, not making enough hours, I feel like you have to make your people want to move up in the company. If you make people want to move up in the company, they're going to want to feel more part of the team. They're not just coming there for a paycheck to come in and go home. People all get more personal with them. Some people don't want that. Some people don't like being talked to. Some people just want to mind their own fucking business. They want to come in, do their job, and go home. So I was actually, years ago, I seen this lady working for a fast food restaurant. Me and a couple of the boys were hungry, and we went into a fast food restaurant. Now, granted, I did a couple of dabs before I went, so everything was in slow-mo, but it actually put something in perspective for me. So I'm standing at the counter, and I'm watching her. Now, I'm higher than motherfucking Snoop Dogg. And in my head, I'm watching her run back and forth at a fast pace. She's very old school. She was an older woman. She's getting my meal. She's getting everything set up. And she's sweating. And I'm thinking in my head, like, this poor lady's making $7.35, $7.50 an hour. And she's busting her ass to go run around to go home to barely make bills. And then in my mind, I'm like, wow, where are modern-day slaves? We just don't have the cotton fields no more. They're just fucking retail stores. And it's bullshit to me. Because I sit here and I see these people in this country working their ass off and not go anywhere. But then again, you have to weigh it. And it's like, well, if you don't want to better yourself and you don't want to get a better job and get a little bit more educated and learn other things and move up in the company, then, yeah, tough titty, said the kitty. You're going to be stuck in that one position for the rest of your life. So you need to better yourself. I know people complain, oh, this and that and this and that need to change, this country, this, that. Well, if you don't like it, then move. Because plain and simple, I mean, other countries, on average, work hundreds of hours less than America. And they produce the same in salaries and stuff and hourlies and stuff. And they sustain. They're just fine. Their economies are fine. We push ourselves. We push ourselves to the limit. And the problem is we have those people out there that will work as hard as they possibly can. And then you have those people that can only work 20 hours or are sick or need to go in just for that little bit or are elderly and need that extra money for food during the week. Well, these poor people, they can't afford it. You know, this is bullshit. But this is what this world has come to. You cannot have any handouts anymore. You can't expect to graduate high school and say, I'm going to go to college and I'm going to become a scientist. No, I don't think that's going to happen because no matter what you go to school for, no matter how long you go to school for, you're going to go through this period. So you get out of high school, you're 18 to 20 years old. So you go to college, you get all fucked up, bang a bunch of fucking hookers, do a bunch of blow, fuck up your life for about 5 to 10 years. And then you're almost 30 years old. You're starting to start your career out and you have to start at the bottom. You're starting your career out, you get a lousy fucking $10 an hour or whatever, $15, depending upon where you are in the country, and you have to pay back those student loans. So now every month your wages are garnished, and then on top of that you still have to live and you still have to eat, but you have to work your way up through the ranks. Nobody gets into a job, no matter what it is, and starts out at $50 an hour. No, you got to work your way up. So now you're paying these student loans. Now you're only really making fucking $8 an hour, $7 an hour at the end of the day. And it's just nothing but a vicious cycle. And then unless you have the knowledge, the power, and the support from your friends, your family, you're fucked. You're totally fucked. I had a car at 22%, already paid 10 grand on the fucking thing. The thing was only worth 11,000. I still owe another 13,000 on it. I got fucked in that. I didn't have any support. I didn't have anyone to help me and give me the knowledge of what I needed. That was a lesson that I learned in life, you know? Your mother tells you, don't touch something that's too hot. But you want to touch it because you want to know how hot it is. Well, in that instance, I touched it. You know, I'm a huge, huge believer in you make the bed that you lay in. So, you know, I'm making the bed that I lay in. And you know what? I have suffered. I have gone through periods of time where I was eating rice for dinner and I'd have a pancake for breakfast. I did that struggle. I went through that life. And it pushed me and it made me want to reach higher, learn more, you know? And I went into a retail job, and if it wasn't for a buddy pushing me and somebody that I met that was higher up in the company, they pushed me and they wanted me to grow and they would teach me things and they would show me things, and it made me feel valued. It made me feel like I was actually important. So going there every day, I wanted to learn more. I wanted to get higher in the company. I wanted to make more money and have a more relaxed life. I wanted to change my lifestyle of dressing like a fucking gangster to putting suits on and being a respectful gentleman and not having fucking walking down the street and people being like, what's up, dog? No, I want them to be like, how we doing, sir? And be respectful. But, and then again, you gotta have that mentality too. Because at the end of the day, while I'm not working that retail job, I take that suit off and I put shorts and a t-shirt on, and I'm back one of the fucking homies, one of the dogs again, you know? So when you're living your life, you got to ask yourself, am I going to pay bills the rest of my life to go nowhere? Am I just going to stay in this one house and get comfortable in this? No, get yourself comfortable and then downgrade. Get yourself comfortable and then downgrade and get yourself sustainable and get yourself some money and put it aside. I mean, people say money's not happiness. Bullshit. I'd rather sit in a fucking mansion crying my eyes out depressed than I would in a fucking homeless shelter with bed bugs and with fucking people that have drug problems. I'm all set with that. I'm all set with the influence of other people. Yes, I have a social media. Yes, I have things out there and I put things out there. But I'm not on there all the time because I don't want the opinion of other people. I don't want people to have to approve of what I'm doing or like what I'm doing. And it's so funny is, I mean, I see there's a couple I know and they're not doing too good. But yet you look on their Facebook and you think that they're the happiest couple in the entire world. You think that they live in the fucking enchanted land with fucking mythical fucking creatures and shit. So, I don't know, what we perceive with our own eyes and what actually happens behind closed doors, nobody knows what happens behind closed doors. I mean, when you go home at night, you don't know. You don't know your buddies who's cooking supper and who's not and who's cleaning the house and whatnot and who brings home more money and who doesn't. So, like my father told one of my boys one time, he said, if you want to get married, find somebody who's willing to split everything financially, split it with you half. And if they're not willing to do that, then they're not willing to help out in the household. I mean, no matter if you make $10 and she makes fucking $25, you guys should both still be throwing in half or at least what you can to help each other out, you know? I don't like the instances where I'm seeing where people are like, I'm going to have my wife stay home and just be a baby maker. That's all fine and dandy. That's cool if that's what you want to do and that floats your boat. But this is, she's not helping out financially. Yeah, well, she cleans the house and she cooks. It's a different day and age, you know? This ain't the 1800s. You don't go home and fucking chop firewood just to cook supper, you know? There's more women out there that get better jobs than men. And nowadays in age, I grew up doing construction. All I know how to do is work with my fucking hands. And I moved to a hotter place, and then I realized I can't be outside working like that anymore. And I moved to a place that's got 6 million people versus 1 million. So you come out here, and the fucking framing is like, we hire 20, 30 fucking people at $10 an hour. We don't care what anything looks like. It can look like garbage. We just want to fucking throw it together as cheap as possible. And that's how pretty much anything is in a giant city. Like, there's no respect, there's no caring for your store or your building or whatever you're doing for a job. I mean, I work in a retail right now where the place is a fucking shithole. You see everything on the floor, you see clothes just rolled up in a ball, you walk by things and you see people put their trash down and their cups down. People that come in the store, they put their coffee down, they just leave it there. And it's sad too. It's like sitting back, like when you go into a store and you run in and you go to buy something, you go to one section, you buy a shirt, you might see a little mess and you're like, oh, it's just a little mess, whatever. You're in there stocking and you get to see all the shelves, you get to see the fucking clutter. You don't realize how bad it is until you work there and you see how people just don't care. And it's funny because you'll see employees and they'll sit there and they'll be shooting the shit about their fucking day. And it's like, okay, well, you're wasting 20 minutes, half hour sitting there shooting the shit about your day. You're getting paid to be here. You're only here for 8 hours out of the day. Most fucking part-time jobs, you're only there for 4 to 6 hours. Go in, do your fucking job, and go home. It's not like that out here in the big city. You go into a fucking drama high school, and everyone's talking shit about each other, and everybody's fucking each other. That's just how it goes in a big city. And I really wasn't used to that when I moved here, you know? It's kind of a culture shock. So, but now I'm getting used to it, being out here and having retail, and, you know, I bettered myself, and I learned how to move up in the company. I just got offered another management job out back, and now I'm going to be running a dock at a smaller clothes retail. I mean, I went from fucking 20,000 piece units, I'm going down to 500 piece units. I went from fucking 15 people to running a truck down to 5 people running the truck. So, I mean, it's going to be a huge change, but it's going to make me shine even better because it's a smaller retail, there's smaller numbers and employment, so there's less people working for the store. It's not going to take much to stick out. Now, I made that decision to stick out. I see people that go into these store settings, and, I mean, the new store that I'm going to be starting at, there's a new cashier there, and she applied for a cashier position. That's all she wanted to do. Now, she's in her 40s, she's in her 50s, I don't know how old she is, she's fucking a little bit older than me, you know, and she fucking went in there at a low entry-level position, and she'll probably be one of the ones to complain about hours or not having enough money, and she can't make ends meet, but she don't want to move up in the company. Now, that's bullshit to me, and I think that's just a lack of ambition, and I think it's laziness. If you go into an entry level in any type of company, no matter what it is, if you don't try to move up, it's your own fucking fault. So when you go into this entry level, you should be going into a store, no matter whether you want to work there or not, whether it's just a job, whether it's close to home, whatever your excuse is, you need a job to live. Plain and simple. So if you get that job, you should make that job be the best job that you ever have, and you should be appreciative, go in and smile every day, and try and learn something new every day. Go home at the end of the night. If you have to write something down and say, I didn't learn nothing, I need to improve on this, ask your manager. Be like, hey, be like, I've been here all week, and I thought I was doing good and everything. Is there any ways that I can improve? Can I get some help? Or like, well, what do you do in this situation? Hey, I had 3 trucks this week and they came in this way. Or an office lady situation. I have 12 invoices and I get slammed with phone calls halfway through the day. And how could I approach this? And you got to talk it out with people. You got to debate it. And you got to go through different alleyways and venture different solutions of doing a problem. I was always taught you work smarter, not harder. You know? I just don't understand that concept. We're going to fucking pick up a pile of dog shit and we're going to move it 3 times before we actually throw it away. It's not how it works around here. So, I got a lot on my mind and I got a lot I want to tell you guys, but I just wanted to get everything out there, and I know I'm just rambling on out of left fucking field. I wanted to keep this one short. This is my first podcast. This is July 4th. Happy 4th of July.